This news update is being brought to you by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal in award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. A collision at the intersection of Nugent and Sand Beach Roads on Tuesday evening resulted in injuries for three individuals, with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor. The incident occurred around 5:55 p.m. on April 30th, when a 75-year-old man rear-ended a car that was stationary at the intersection. Emergency services, including Bad Axe Police and the Bad Axe Fire Department and Central Huron Ambulance, swiftly responded to the scene. Investigating Officer Hessling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala, driven by a 65-year-old man from Harbor Beach, was struck behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge. The driver of the Ford Edge, age 75, was transported to McLaren ER with treatment for the crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver and a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in one of the vehicles, before they were released. Alcohol is suspected to have played a role in the collision, prompting an ongoing investigation by the Bad Axe Police Department. Stay tuned for updates as the investigation progresses. And in an effort to promote safety awareness among students, the Huron Area Tech Center is gearing up for two mock emergency response trainings. Led by Ryan Swartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law and Public Safety Program, the event will feature two mock drunk driving crashes in the Tech Center's parking lot at 9:30 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. The primary objective is to impress upon students the sobering reality of drunk driving, potentially deterring them from making dangerous decisions during prom season festivities. By witnessing the aftermath of the simulated crashes, students will gain firsthand insight into the potential devastation caused by impaired driving. Moreover, the event will provide crucial training for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency enforcement personnel, including the arrival of flight care at 12:30 p.m. and that mock crash there. Through realistic scenarios, they can enhance their preparedness and response capabilities, ensuring swift and effective action in real-life situations. For those in the vicinity west of Bad Axe on Thursday between 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., if you see emergency vehicles or hear sirens or the flight care helicopter tomorrow at the tech center, don't be alarmed. It's just a drill. And as Michigan spring riding season begins, excitement fills the air as motorcyclists hit the roads once more. Amidst this anticipation, safety remains paramount, with numerous bikers gearing up for their journeys. Both riders and drivers must stay vigilant. The message, "Look twice to save a life, motorcycles are everywhere," resonates, echoing a beat of Michigan's urgent call. Drivers are urged to exercise caution, especially at intersections where car-motorcycle collisions often occur. Abate highlights the risks of left turns, emphasizing the need for drivers to be aware of approaching bikes. As the warm weather beckons riders, let's remember our shared responsibility of safety, whether on two wheels or four. Maintaining vigilance and respect for one another on the road ensures a safe and enjoyable riding season for all. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Michigan residents have emerged as among the least patient when it comes to interacting with artificial intelligence, according to a recent Preply study. The research highlights instances where Michiganders express frustration with AI technology, often resorting to raised voices or impolite behavior. Key findings from the study include that Michigan ranks as the third least patient state in the U.S. when engaging with AI. And despite frequent interactions with AI, with 33% engaging several times a week, 24% of respondents admit to not using please and thank you. While displaying impatience, 59% of residents express some satisfaction with AI responses. This trend of impatience mirrors national patterns, with 1 in 3 Americans expressing frustration or anger toward AI. As our reliance on AI continues to grow, understanding and addressing these behavioral patterns become increasingly important. By comparing local data to trends in other states, researchers hope to gain deeper insights on how Americans interact with AI technology. In an era where technology increasingly permeates every aspect of our lives, perhaps it's time for a gentle reminder, even in the digital realm, a little courtesy can go a long way. And Lakeside Mall in Sterling Heights will close its doors permanently on July 1st, marking the end of an era for the once thriving shopping hub. Efforts are underway to clear out remaining stores as plans for redevelopment progresses. Originally set to begin earlier, the groundbreaking for the mixed-use center and Lakeside Mall's site is now scheduled for late 2025. The project aims to turn the area into a vibrant hub with residences, parks, a hotel, offices, retail spaces, and dining options. According to Click on Detroit, negotiations with major department stores like Lord & Taylor and Sears have caused delays, but agreements have already been reached with Macy's and JCPenney. To speed up the process, the Sterling Heights City Council has earmarked $3 million in grant funds to buy the remaining department store spaces. Expected to take around a decade from demolition to completion, the Lakeside Mall redevelopment project holds the promise of revitalizing Sterling Heights and creating a modern, community-focused destination. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel praised the passage of Senate Bill 27 in the Michigan House of Representatives by a vote of 93-12. The bill amends the insurance code to provide for parity of coverage for treatment of mental health and substance use disorder. With federal law, it does not require insurance coverage for mental health and substance use disorder to be substantially the same and no more restrictive than medical or surgical benefits. It contains loopholes that permit insurers to avoid covering mental health and SUD treatments, and Michigan has no complementary state-level law. SB 27 accomplishes parity by requiring insurers to provide these benefits in substantially the same manner and in the same classification as medical and surgical benefits. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Save time and money with Northstar Bank's construction financing. They simplify your construction loan with a one-time closing during the construction to permanent loan process.
Right now, Northstar Bank is offering a construction loan special. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at Northstar Bank. You're sure to enjoy a 0.25% rate reduction, and we're waiving the $395 processing fee.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at Northstar Bank. When you're ready to apply for
a home construction loan, give us a call as we also offer a free pre-qualification to simplify the home mortgage process. We'll walk you through it and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. If you're looking to build your home, you can trust North Star Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their construction loan special. Contact the lender for cost estimate. One discount is permitted per loan. Offer is valid for a limited time only. It can be canceled at any time. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And we're back here on Them Broadcasting with more news. Do social media users have the right to control what they see or don't see on their feeds? A lawsuit filed against Facebook parent Meta Platforms Incorporated is arguing that a federal law often used to shield internet companies from liability also allows people to use external tools to take control of their feed, even if it means shutting it off entirely. The Knight First Amendment Institute of Columbia filed a lawsuit Wednesday against Meta Platforms on behalf of Amherst professor who wants to release a tool to let users unfollow all the content feed to them by Facebook's algorithm. And student journalists at campuses across the country are getting a pressure-filled and dangerous lesson in their chosen profession during a chaotic springtime of protests. Some student journalists at UCLA were beaten during a demonstration where violence erupted this week, and Columbia University journalists were forced to stay in dormitories as police cleared out a building where protesters had taken over. The young journalists are immersed in the story in a way older professionals coming from the outside are not. But they face challenges in covering friends and classmates at the institutions they are attending while still getting ready for exams. And new estimates from the United Nations show that if the Israel-Hamas war stopped today, it would still take until 2040 to rebuild all the homes that have been destroyed in nearly 7 months of Israel's bombardment and ground offensives in the territory. The United States has pressured Israel to increase aid deliveries during the war. The death toll in Gaza is more than 34,500 Palestinians, and the territory faces a humanitarian catastrophe. The war has driven around 80% of Gaza's population of 2.3 million from their homes and pushed northern Gaza to the brink of famine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been pressing for a ceasefire deal while visiting the region. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by North Star Bank, guiding the way throughout the Thumb area, and by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.